Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thanks for joining us. This is Apostle Smith of the Kingdom Power Fellowship. Let's get this party started right. I know it's been a long time. Let's do it. Let's go. Oh, I did it backwards.
There is help for the helpless.
can't mend your broken pieces. Not the time, not the place. Title of the place. That's it. Not yet. Come on. Come on. Keep holding on. That's what I'm doing. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. KPF, where y'all at? That's it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So I couldn't be here right now, but I'm here.
Beside still waters.
Yes, he does.
He restoreth my soul.
That he do. Every day.
When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past. Hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you. God wants to heal the hole in your soul.
Yeah.
Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Come on now. Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me. Come on. Hurt me. Come on. Yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah.
I know we should be finishing, but sing it for me two more
times. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Yes.
Deliver me.
Sing that, sing that.
Hey, Hallelujah. Hey. Hey, hey. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
And my background sing.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Jesus.
God rescued me from myself.
Yes.
From my overthinking.
Yes.
If you're listening out there, just repeat after me. You're struggling with your past and say, let the Lord know. Just say, whoa. He wants to restore your soul. Just say, he's my king.
Break it on down.
So it is. Amen.
When
we pray, we want to end that with a declaration, a decree. So I'm speaking for all of you listening, starting here, starting now. The things that hurt you in the past won't control your future. Starting now, this is a new day. This is your exodus. You are officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.
This is my exodus. This is my exodus. Come on. Break the chain. Break the chain. Pull those triggers, pull those triggers, pull those triggers. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah. Declare it, declare it. You gotta pull those triggers. This is by accident. Come on, come on, come on. Yeah. Hallelujah. You better come on. That shit about to leave. You gotta pull those triggers. And you said this is your accident. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, KPF. Got y'all on my back. Let's go. This is our exodus.
Something got to break after that. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Feel it in his mouth. Holy Spirit knows. When you have your way, something has to break. Tear down every lie. Set the wrong thing right. Cause when you have your way, something has to break. Something has to break.
Yes, Lord.
Right now in your name, something has to break. Something has to break. Hey, right now in your name, something has to break. Oh, I believe you get me to.
Yes, Lord.
I believe you get me to it. I believe that you will do it.
Yes, Lord.
Right now.
You're doing it. Come on.
Has to break.
Pull those triggers.
So
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes. Oh, come on, Lord. Glory. To God be the glory, to God be the glory. Again, this is Apostle Smith of the Kingdom Power Fellowship. I know we have been MIA for a long, long time, but we are now back. We slowly but surely start back with our daily services in the morning and in the evening. But for right now, the Lord has laid on my heart that I have enough strength to do certain things, and this is one thing that I should be doing. And not everything else that I've been doing. Amen. To God be the glory. First and foremost, let us pray. Father God, we say thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. And when I say thank you, I mean thank you. From the bottom of my heart, from all the kids that you allowed me to have at the birth on this planet, to every human being that say they love you, Lord, we say thank you. Now, Lord, we ask you to continue to give us strength and an endurance to accept the wilds of this world, the trials of this world, the tribulations of this world, the evilness of this world, because it's here. The devil's definitely is busy this year, this month, this past 2 months, Father God. We actually continue strength, and we actually for deliverance. I don't know to call this a revival, a renewed service, or deliverance service, but one thing I do know, Father God, We need your presence, we need your guidance, and we need your healing, we need your love. We just need you, period. We need all of you here on a consistent basis. Don't leave from us, just like that footprint picture shows. You might see our footprints and another set of footprints right behind us. That is you carrying us or you with us. We need that on a consistent basis. Now, Father God, we ask you also, let those that's listed on the Kingdom Power Fellowship Victory Prayer List, let them be triumphant over his or her situation. And Father God, we ask you to bless the First Lady of the house, the men in the house, and the servants of the house of KPF. We ask you, wherever they are, whether it's here in America or international, we ask you to touch the men and women of God and their families. Continue to give them strength, continue to bless them, continue to allow them to be a living sacrifice for your kingdom. And we ask all these things, Father God, in your Son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Give me 1 second, please. This service is a special service because we're talking about COVID-19, and I'm going to talk about many other ailments that I've been dealing with since the last service, and I can't recall what date of the last service was. That's funny. To God be the glory. I've been dealing with a lot in the past month. In the past 2 months, from this wound that's on my leg, besides that, being in pain every day. When I say pain every day, it hasn't been a day yet that I have not experienced pain. It has not been a day yet that this pain have me speak out of character. Come on, somebody, I'm being truthful here, being transparent. And it has not been a day yet that I can able to just wake up and not have pain. It has not been nights yet that, so far it's gone on 3 nights that I haven't slept. I woke up every hour in pain. And that's with pain medication. To the point that I no sense in me taking the pain medication because it really don't help. It really doesn't help. And I don't want to go to some strong medication because it knocked me out like that. As soon as I swallow it, 5 minutes later, I am out. And I don't like that feeling. And I know what you're saying. Why don't you pray over it? No, I done been there, done that. I got sisters, families. That's in ministry. That's in leadership. That's praying over me and for me. I got my own leaders praying for me and on me. Nothing happened. So what does that mean? What does that mean when nothing happens? But something did happen, though. Besides the pain that I'm dealing with the wound, I done experienced kidney failure twice. I didn't experience my oxygen level was horrible, and I had COVID-19. What else I have? I have about 5 other elements I can't just don't want to get into, but I experienced that in the past month or two. But to God be the glory, I'm still here. Come on, somebody. I can't hear nobody. That's a praise break right there. I tell you all every day that the songs we play, we're not just playing the songs. The songs represent the mood and the atmosphere, if you will, that we are in. Amen. And I pray that it gravitate to you all that listen, and to those that download later, that, you know, playtime over. Playtime is over. When I say about pulling triggers, and I'm speaking to the people at KPF. And I was supposed to I forgot. The next service, I wanted to do that next service. Forgive me. I just remember that I was supposed to do something at Prophet AJ was saying, you always don't got us download these apps and doing these apps because I'm trying to reach everybody possible. We will also be on before I forget, forgive me, Lord, because I'm not gonna forget this. We're going to also be on, we got a new prayer line. If you want to call a prayer line, the prayer line is going to be on at the same time that we are on the podcast. The number there is, forgive me, the number is 267-807-9605. Woman of God, can you put that on the screen? The number is 267-807-9605. Again, the number is 267-807-9605. That's for you guys who wants to call in and not, you know, you can't, you're not equipped to do the power beam stuff. And the PIN code, you need an access code, is 115728. The woman of God's gonna put on the screen now for those popping users. But those who download it later and is not here now, again, the error code is 267-807-9605. And then the access code is 115728. Now, if you're in another language and you need to download a French or a Creole and all the other stuff, just look at the list and choose your country from the list. And use that access code. We over 67 countries listed. There's over 67 countries listed. Choose your country and access code. Amen. Choose it from the list. Woman of God, just put it on the screen. So as I was saying, I battled kidney failure twice, many infections and things that messed up my immune system, dealing with this wound from ever since April. You guys hear me talking about it, but yet, to God be the glory, I am still here. Amen? I can be taken out just from the infection alone. I can be taken out from the kidney failure alone. I can be taken out from the COVID-19 alone. And these are separate issues, not all at once. I've been hit with the kitchen sink. I've been hit with the bathroom sink. I've been hit with the toilet stool and the bathtub. I've been hit with a lot of stuff that I know a lot of people, not just my age, just a lot of people younger and older would not have survived. So I had to understand this. To destroy something or to get something demolished or to get rid of something, you have to take out the head. And all through all my preachings, I said it before, is he talking to me? Or is he talking to yous? You guys out there. But he was talking to everybody, talking to me too. Because I never thought what I've been experiencing these last 2 months would have happened the way it had happened. Amen? But it happened for a reason. And he's giving me Galatians chapter 5. And I got 5 verses 5 to 13. Galatians chapter 5 verses 5 to 13. Woman of God, would you be able to put that up there for me, please? Galatians 5:5-13. And today's title is Pull Those Triggers. Pull those triggers. I preached this 3 years ago. 3 years ago, in the month of December of 2018, speaking about from December 8th all the way up to just about a week before Christmas. It was five of us. Was it four of us or five of us? Y'all help me out here, because, you know, I'm getting old. Remember, bring back to my remembrance. Talk to me, y'all. It was four of us. And sometimes it may be five, but it was four of us. Prophet, you there? Why my phone stops? Look. Prophet is here. Okay. I'll just turn you down just a little bit. So, Galatians chapter 5, verses 5 to 13 reads as thus. It says, for we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. I mean, and that is true. That's what we do on a daily basis. No matter your status quo of a Christian, no matter what you do as a Christian, we wait for the Spirit of righteousness by faith daily. I say again, I like the Muslims because, you know, you got some Christians too, but we backslide sometimes. But the Muslims, their faithfulness and their consistency is tremendous. They don't care where they at, but between 12 and 1 o'clock, they'll stop what they're doing. And you see, they will get their carpet out, their rug out, and they pray. Every day at a certain time. And I said it before. The one thing I do not like about Christians is their consistency. They're not consistent. We are not consistent. And my leaders know one thing about me, I try to be consistent. No matter what I'm doing, I'm trying to be consistent. Whether I'm in pain like I'm in now, or whether I'm in the hospital, whether I'm in a restaurant, where I'm traveling, only time I don't do anything unless I'm on vacation. And sometimes I still come live and do the word of God on vacation. Amen? Verse 6. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? Now, here's the problem. Here's the problem. A lot of us love compliments. A lot of us love a pat on the back. A lot of us love for people to say this and do this for us. But one thing problem we have is what? We can't accept, so a lot of us can't accept the truth. What's the saying is, the truth shall set you free. And that's not just the world is saying, that's biblical. How is that biblical? Well, how do we become captives and be set free? How do we attain liberty unless we accept the truth and believe in the truth, live the truth, and acknowledge the truth. And what is the truth? That's Christ. That's Christ. Verse number 8. This persuasion cometh not of them that calleth you. I'm sorry. This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. And who called you? Who spoke to you? Who speak to us? Who speaks to us? The Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is who? And when you think about it, what is the Trinity? That's God, the Father, and the Son. Right? That's God. And then you got the Holy Spirit. So you got the Holy Spirit, you got the Father, and you got the Son.
Hello. How you feeling? Oh, my God, this room is freezing. All it says.
Why is my phone keep doing that? Let me take that speaker for a second. So who called who him? Who is him that calleth you or calleth us? Verse number nine. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. I have confidence in you through the Lord that ye will be more otherwise minded, but he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. Now, who got you hindered? Verse number 11. And I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the cross cease. I would they were even cut off which trouble you. Did we all hear that? My eyes is in trouble with me, but verse 12 says, I would they were even cut off which trouble you. That's not gonna happen. Anybody that bother us, that trouble us, I pray that, you know, we pray that we don't have to have those circumstances, those situations, those things that trouble us, those things that hinder us, those things that slow us down. Some of us, you know, are lucky enough just to be slowed down for a minute and then get right back into the seat. Some of us don't even make it. Our judgment day is that day, that same day. Why I don't know. I'm not the judge. I'm not the carrier. I'm not the caller. But I tell you one thing. One of them guys, she left. I wish she'd call in. But one thing I know for certain, I wasn't scared. I wasn't worried. When the Holy Spirit is in you and amongst you, there's a peace and a calm about it. Now all that transpired to me. All that happened to me, I wasn't scared. I wasn't worried. I dealt with it, knowing that God's gonna pull me through. But one thing I did ask: why am I going through this? Why is this now? I need a vacation. The word says, "Be not weary in well doing," right? I don't know who that was.
Amen.
It says, be not weary in well doing. Right?
Amen. In due season, you reap.
In due season, you will reap if you faint not. So I want to reap what I sown. Now, that includes the good, the bad, and the ugly. Not just the good. And I've been in my ugly times, Lord Jesus. The ugly times is just about, the ugly times is equivalent to the pain and the fury and all the things I've been doing in the world before I became a man of God. To my body, is what I've been going through. I said it before and I say it again. Yeah, the Lord forgive you for all the sins, but guess what? You're going to reap some stuff. Especially you have some, my sister always said, you know, you got some unfinished business. You need to go apologize to those people that you cheated on. No. Them days are over and it's been established. Because before I walked away in any relationship, I explained myself before it was ended. And the greatest explanation was my last wife, who, I mean, she threw away everything that I had and I owned. I had over 80-something ties. And I ain't gonna lie, maybe two of them was polyester. But all the other ties were silk. She threw them away. My suits, she threw them away. My important paperwork, pictures for my kids, she threw them away. All because I did not respond. I responded to a text that she texted me. And y'all know the service. It's on YouTube. It's called Christianity Roll Call. It's up there. Go listen to it. And I explained to the people, and I explained to her, if you ever do it again, if you ever throw my clothes across this threshold, we are through. Because that's not how you conduct a marriage. That's not how you conduct a relationship. That's not how you conduct business, period, being an adult. What am I saying, KPF? It's time to pull triggers. That's for my leaders, and that's for you. If you know something is hindering you, you're not happy. What does verse 12 say? I would they were even cut off which troubles you. Some things we can deal with, some things we don't. If you call yourself a man or a woman of God, and especially in leadership, you can't be lukewarm. Well, I will ask woman of God to look for that scripture, but she's driving. I'm looking for myself. But you can't be lukewarm. The Lord says he wants you to be hot or cold. That's the word. That's not my words. That's the word. Amen?
Amen.
And we wonder why we catch hell the way we be catching hell. We also got to remember and give respect to that the devil is the prince of this world. Don't forget, he's the prince of the earth. No matter how you slice the cake, this is God's stuff. And he chose him to be prince of this world. I don't know why, but he did it. And there's many scriptures talking about being hot or cold. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 15 is one of them. That's about the best one I like right so far. But the one I'm looking for, I told you. And then on top of everything else, my eyes going bad. I'm 47 years old, have yet to ever wear a pair of glasses. My father wore glasses and my mother wore glasses. I got sisters that wear glasses, that should be wearing glasses anyway. I got nieces and nephews, so glasses run in my family. Amen? I got kids that's supposed to be wearing glasses. And I'm like, well, what? Their mother don't wear glasses, so it got to come from me. And now, woo, I'm grateful it took 47 years for me to need glasses to say I can't see it or I need help reading it. That's all right. Amen? But I'm still here, y'all. I'm still being the man of God that he created me to be. But I'm going to be greater than that. I'm going to be more informative, more directive, and more transparent. And I'm going to drive even harder for God. I don't know the schedule just yet. I have to converse. Because I have other things going as well. But rest assured, believe KPF is back. We're here. Our two services is going to happen. We're still off on Wednesdays. So you're not going to hear anything from us on Wednesdays. Amen? If you don't hear my voice, you're going to hear the woman of God voice who's connected now. Say something, woman of God.
Praise God.
That's Pastor Artis Smith. And then, or if you don't hear me or her, you're going to hear Prophet. Go ahead, Prophet. Say something. He's at the hospital. See? And he called in from the emergency room. Amen? And we're gonna pray that he's all right. We know he is all right. To God be the glory. Thank you, Derek. So, if you're going to hear us, you're going to hear one of us three preaching or saying something on a timetable that we're supposed to be connecting.
Amen.
But right back to pulling the triggers. Well, let me explain something about pulling triggers. Just like the word that I just read, whatever's troubling you, whatever's hindering you, none of that he said, she said, you need to get on your knees. Pray before God for your next direction. Because the things that I had to do to be where I'm at right now, it was troublesome. And you can't get no closer to the lion's den unless you be in the lion's den. Amen? And I was in the lion's mouth. And here I am, right back where I was before. Now, and I want to explain something to you. Like I said, I don't want to call this is a revival of KPF, or this is a deliverance service for KPF. They said a revival, the definition for revival, it says an improvement in the condition or strength of something. Then it says, in an instance of something becoming popular, active, or important again. A new production of an old play or similar work. Now that's a revival. Most people traditionally, man's tradition will call this a revival. Others will call it deliverance. I'm going to call it anew. Because our next conference, which is next month, and I mean, ever since we claim and declare that our conference is going to be in New Jersey, and that the title is "It's time to get in your rightful place," I've been catching hell. Well, woman of God too. But I mean, in at the hospital twice in less than 3 weeks. That's a lot. Then been hit with COVID. I did not expect to be hit with COVID. I mean, ever since it was announced in 2019, me and the woman of God, we've been cautious. We got hand sanitizer, we got Lysol, we got 2 cans of Lysol in the car, we got hand sanitizer at the door. We do not get in the car once we come from where we're coming, unless we spray ourselves and wipe our hands with hand sanitizer. So how the hell I got COVID? It doesn't matter how I got it. The point is, I had it and I beat it. And then I don't want to brag about how long that I was in the hospital for COVID. Because we raised eyebrows. All I know is my father, which art in heaven, hallowed be by the name. He healed him. Come on, somebody. That's a praise break again. It wasn't he or she alone of prayers. It was everybody's prayers. I accept that. I believe in that. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. But you can't depend on everybody that say that they're Christians or that they believe that they're 100% Christian. Again, verse 12, be careful who that troubles you. And it's going to be people that you don't even know about. That's why the Lord wants a relationship with you, with you, and with you. We have to have our own relationship with God. And at the same time, we have to study and show ourselves approved of that relationship. Because let me tell you, you think you might be talking to God, but you can be talking to somebody else. And before we do the part, I depart you with this. God is not the author of confusion.
Come on now.
God is not the author of confusion. And I'm going to say it the third time. God is not the author of confusion. Why am I saying this? When you pray and you seek answers and you think you got your answer, there's no confusion when he speaks to you. He speaks with you with clarity and in charity. And when he finished saying what he has to say to you, you're not going to be confused about it. You want to, or one thing you're going to know for sure, there's a peace and calm when he speaks. That Satan cannot deliver that to you. You can, just like you hear God, you can hear the devil speak to you. Come on, somebody. I'm telling you the truth. I'm not going to have you ignorant. You're going to think, you can pray all before you seek direction. But you need to pray and seek clarity. God is not the author of confusion, because whatever he says to you and you go and do it, there's no confusion behind it. There's peace behind it. So if you pray and you say you have a relationship with God and you heard something and then you go do something and the result of it is other issues or issues with it and it left you in a disarray, that wasn't God. I know God is not the author of confusion. God is not the one that tempts us. He will try us. He will give you a trial. He will give you tribulations. Why? To test your faith. To see who you say you are. He knows who he is. He don't have to show himself approved to us. We got to show ourselves approved to him. And let me tell you, all the sermons I've delivered, all the sermons I've done in the 8 years, I had to show myself approved in these last 3 weeks. Did I not tell you I wasn't scared? Did I not tell you I wasn't fearful? God don't deal with fear. I know. 2 Timothy 1:7 said it. For God did not give us the spirit of fear, but the power of love and a sound mind. The power of sound mind means you know who you are, you know who you're dealing with, and you know what kind of spirit that you give praises and honor to and glory to. Come on, somebody. Playtime is over.
Yes, it is.
Ever since 2019, playtime has been over for Christians. It's time to show ourselves approved. It's time to show ourselves mighty. It's time to have the power in our hands to go walk up to somebody who got COVID-19 and the doctor saying he or she got ours, and to lay hands on the people and bring them back from the death list. We have that authority. We have that power. We have that anointing. But you can't have that anointing if you have not been anointed. Why? The word says, oh man, I just missed it. Forgive me. Galatians chapter 5. What it says? This persuasion coming not of him that calleth you. There is no persuasion of anything that God had called you for. If God called you to do something, then you are called and you've been anointed and appointed to do it. There's no persuasion about it. Either you are or you're not the man of God. Either you are or not the child of God. Either you are or not a believer of God. Remember, you can't be lukewarm. You're going to be hot or cold. Going to be hot or cold. Can't be lukewarm. Why? What do you mean lukewarm? I mean, you can't treat God like a faucet. If you're going to turn the faucet on and let it run, then let it run. If you're going to leave it off, then leave it off. I can't explain it no better than that. If you're going to be full for God, turn it on and keep it on. If you're going to be not with God but mediocre, then be like that and that's it. If you're going to give your life for God, give your life for God. Because Romans 12 and 1 says it to me anyway, your life is a living, you need to be a living sacrifice. I've been a living sacrifice for what? Kidney failure. Kidney failure alone twice in a row. Three times in a row, actually. COVID-19. Infections. Come on now. I can't. Dealing with this open wound. Oh, a woman guy's in the restaurant. What am I saying? God is not the spirit of confusion. He's not the author of confusion. So if you gotta question anything, you gotta second guess anything, then that's not of God. Go back. You gotta go back to the drawing line. Go back to the drawing board. Pull those triggers. And pulling the triggers is meaning you're killing all those things that hinder you. You're killing all those people that hinder you. You're killing all those objects that hinder you. You're killing all those spirits that hinder you. You're killing all the things of yourself that hinder yourself. And what I mean by killing, I mean killing it spiritually, not in the flesh. Because once you kill something in the spirit, it will happen. It will be ordained in the flesh anyway. That describes your walk anyway. For if you walk in the flesh, then you live in the flesh. If you walk in the spirit, then you're going to live by the spirit. That too is in the book of Galatians. Now I hear the woman of God just close the door. Woman of God, before you start the car and come back to what you got to do, could you please close us out in the service?
Amen. Father, we give you glory. We thank you, Father. We thank you for the ability to pull triggers. We thank you for the ability to have a sound mind, Father God. We thank you for the ability to walk according to your will, God, not our will, but your will, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for you, Lord God, being the head over our lives, Father. And no matter what it looked like, knowing, Lord God, that we're surrounded by you, Father, first and foremost. And for those things, God, we give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for keeping our KPF family, God. Even though we've been through trials and tribulations, God, we are still here. We are still standing, Father.
Yeah.
For your glory, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. God, that we did not allow the enemy to take us down, Lord God, because he thought he had us out, Father God. But we're standing on you, Father. And we give you glory, honor, and praise. And we just thank you and we bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. To God be the glory. This is Apostle Smith of the Kingdom Power Fellowship, pastor of Grace, Mercy, Peace of Christ Church in South Orange, New Jersey, and here in Lithonia, Georgia, along with the First Lady of GMPCC. She's also the pastor of the Church Without Walls in Snellville, Georgia. Along beside her is Prophet AJ of Power and Praise Ministries in Jersey City, New Jersey, and Atlanta, Georgia. And we are KPF right here in America, along with our KPF International. All of the disciples of KPF say, we love you, God bless, and see you tomorrow. For remember, we walk by faith and not by sight. Thursday. And remember, for we walk by faith, not by sight. And but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And remember what I just said. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Be blessed. See you Thursday morning, 7 o'clock.